Blog Talk Radio.
I hate my life and I wanna die. I ain't got no iPhone. My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
No hope on the horizon. Got a 2-year contract and I'm stuck on Verizon.
I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone.
That is dedicated to my lovely cousin.
Nice.
Who does have an iPhone, but it's stuck on Verizon.
Oh no.
If she wants off. I told you, no contracts. No contracts.
I like my Verizon. It's much better than AT&T ever was.
Well, she wants to take her iPhone and go to Virgin Mobile. Because I'm sorry to tell y'all, no contract is awesome.
No contract is awesome. It is.
No contract is all kinds of awesome, especially in this economy, because if you don't pay your cell phone bill when you don't have a contract, there's no problem. You just don't have a phone until you do. Contract, they're coming after you. Where's our $250 to get out of your contract? Blah, blah, blah. And especially if you want to have an iPhone, because that's what she wanted. But now Virgin Mobile offers iPhones. And, of course, now it's illegal in the state of Texas to unlock a phone. So she's really stuck. I did warn her to get out quickly. I told her it was coming.
And I think that's dumb. Can't unlock
phone. It's dumb. I feel like if I pay for it, I should be able to do what I want to with it. I should be able to wipe it and put operating system on it, whatever I want. If I want a Linux operating system on my phone, I should be able to do so. But
I mean, hell yeah. I mean, because you're still getting paid your money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're still going to make your money regardless. I bought the phone. What you want?
Yep. Yay, so it's Tuesday. Oh, my God.
It'd be Tuesday. Okay, there is some juice going on. You guys wouldn't believe. Okay. I don't know what to start with. Let's start with the lowly first, because I got two. Let me start with the lowly, because there's a reason why I played the iPhone song at the beginning, is because now Samsung is working on a watch as well. The Samsung president is saying that the company is developing an upcoming watch that will likely compete with Apple's rumored iWatch. The VP, Lee Young-hee, also hinted that the watch wasn't a knee-jerk response to what Apple said. They said they'd been working on it long before Apple even thought about doing a watch. They have done one before, apparently. It seems it doesn't say when. It says they did one before. Okay, it's the S9110 watch phone back in 2009. And it says it's supposed to be really, really cheap, way cheaper than their competing watch at the time, which was LG. And Apple, of course, is supposed to be more of an accessory for your smartphone than a completely separate phone. So it looks like Samsung is actually going to make a phone out of your watch. So, which I wouldn't necessarily mind. Then I won't have all the trouble because, you know, it's difficult for us girls. I don't always want to carry my purse. And, you know, sometimes I put the phone in the boobs. But when you're in Texas, it's hot during the summer. The sweat factor just causes problems.
True story.
So on my wrist is a good place, especially if it's cute. If you make it like a wide band and put my, you know, looks like a bracelet, I could work with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Now, onto the juice.
Onto the juice.
In case you have not heard, John Ritiello is no longer with EA.
All right. Fired from a cannon into the sun?
I don't know. What happened? I don't know if... Okay, well, it looks like he left. He resigned. Okay, he didn't get fired. He left. And he's made a habit to call out some members of the media and... I don't even know how to deal with this juice. I'm just salivating as soon as I saw this. Okay, Peter Moore is defending him, of course, and they're saying he's the next to become the CEO in the wake of John's leaving. But John has been calling some people out. In a comments thread on GI International, he accused Video Gamer of fabricating a story about Dead Space. And he also is on Facebook saying he's protesting Kotaku, our frenemies over at Kotaku, highlighting the best John Ritiello jokes Twitter has to offer. And Of course, Moore is defending him as well, saying Kotaku is reveling in what, due to their self-smugness, they don't realize is a sad day for our industry, which is the platform on which they actually make money. Kotaku? They said John not only helped propel our company and interactive entertainment into new experiences, thus enticing millions of new people to become gamers. His work leading the ESA in recent years has helped ensure we don't experience the fate of the music industry. He also says a sad loss for all of us who had the pleasure of working with him as we emerged from the burning platform. Others from the industry also chimed in. Former Epic Games boss Mike Capps, who recently stepped down from his advisory role at Epic, commented, "Indeed, I doubt we can shout louder than the misinformed, but it's still worth speaking up." Former IGN editor Hillary Gottstein added, "I don't often quote the Bible, but I will this time. Speak not in the ears of fools, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words." One of the reasons the games industry struggles to be taken seriously is that it is criticized by amateurs. And yes, I'm aware I ran IGN once. This is juicy. Oh, my God, the fighting.
That is. Oh my gosh.
Ricciello
himself. That's some throwdown words right there.
That's some gauntlets being thrown. Ricciello himself very briefly joined the conversation on Facebook to simply say, "Thanks, all." Very classy, John. I have to give you credit. Investors who are largely growing more and more impatient with EA and Ricciello every day today have reacted positively to the news. The stock has been up in the last hours of trading. And, of course, there will be much more on the departure of Ricciello and what it means for EA and replacements and all that good stuff. So keep it locked. Listen to us and watch our Facebook, watch our Twitter. We are not involved in this fight, but boy, is it fun to sit on the side.
Sit back with some popcorn, right?
I'm making popcorn after the show. Kettle corn.
No.
Kettle corn popcorn.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
Joe, Jay, Horace, all of the usual suspects. Oh, this is juicy.
All right. Good morning. It's the usual suspects. I'm a little slow, but that's funny.
I cannot get over. Wow. Kotaku.
Yeah. All right.
I need y'all to. Back away. Back away.
All right, I've got to share. Oh, what am I doing? No. Why do you do this?
I don't know. Sorry. I
have an issue. Well, I wanted to blow this up, but it's not going to let me. So I'm just going to show you the website. All right. Well, maybe I am if I can get stuff to blow up.
Possibly.
There we go. Yay, Nunatak. The Sassy Sisters of Nunatak head to the PS Vita. Prima Studio brings hit mobile title to PSN.
Oh,
there is a video.
Like
I can't pull it up. Today, Prima Studios.
I love it.
I know, right? It's so cute. Today, Prima Studios drops the world's deadliest squad of Nun Commandos on the PS Vita. Guess that's around, everybody. Yay! More than 2 million players on iOS and Android have already commanded Eva, Rosie, Mandy, and Olga in battle against their mortal enemy, the Fallen Nun, and the hordes of demons and undead she released on the world. Now PS Vita players get their chance to lock and load with some serious firepower in this tactical action game of biblical proportions for only $2.99. That's not bad. That's $3, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You can download Nunatak now from the PlayStation Network, visit the in-game shop, and stock your holy armory with more than 80 weapons before heading out on one of the 40 unique missions. Intuitive touchscreen controls direct the nuns through fast-paced combat, while they unleash formidable miracles and the special powers by drawing unique symbols, defeat hosts of ghoulish enemies, and overthrow the fallen nun to restore the balance to the world. Yay! All right, so we got challenging tactical action and reflexive gameplay, rebalanced leveling and weaponry for PS Vita play, improved graphics for PS Vita, 40 missions to conquer in multiple stunning environments, 4 nuns each with a unique personality and special power, a full shop with 80 guns to equip with various effects, stun, slow, dot, AoE, knockback, fear, and charm, and 7 miracles to cast. Yay! All right, so they're also over on Facebook. I was going to try to tell you what that link is, but that link is a bunch of letters and numbers, and yeah, anyways. So that is Nunatak. It looks kind of cute. It really does. I like it.
It is the awesome.
I really, really, really wish that video would have been
work.
Bigger because Yeah, when I try to blow this up, it takes it to my other screen, and that's just a pain in the rear.
All right, it be time for Need for Speed.
Yay!
All right, EA and Criterion Games have announced that today Need for Speed Most Wanted U for the Nintendo Wii U is released today. It's now available in North American retail stores.
God, some hot cars. Look at them hot.
Yes, quite hot. Rob Farrell, the producer at Criterion Games, says that they understand the Wii U. When creating Need for Speed Most Wanted Wii U, we wanted to maximize the console's power to deliver an immediately fun and accessible racing experience. We are very proud of the end result. Designed specifically for the Wii U, Need for Speed Most Wanted U delivers gameplay mechanics built for the unique features of the Wii U gamepad controller. The local co-op mode, called Co-Driver, allows one player to drive using the Wiimote, the controller, or Wii U Pro controller, while another player uses the Wii U gamepad to provide control and navigation assistance on an interactive, real-time map. Just using your fingertips, the partner can distract pursuing cops, switch from night to day, or activate enhanced performance for any car, even control the amount of traffic on the road. That's nice. That's some really unique co-op play. Nice,
yeah.
Criterion for thinking outside the box. For another competitive edge, players can switch into their favorite cars, track milestones, uncover the city's hidden gems, and more, all on the fly with the Wii U touchscreen, ensuring nothing ever slows you down. Need for Speed Most Wanted U brings the blockbuster action of the open-world racer to your fingertips. The entire game is playable off-screen using the Wii U gamepad, so you never have to put the game down. Switch the channel. You can watch Walking Dead while you play Need for Speed. That's hot, right?
That is totally hot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be on a laptop. Mm-hmm. Need for Speed Most Wanted U includes the ultimate pack expansion, so you can take to the streets with five of the most absurdly fast cars ever made: McLaren's F1 LM, Lamborghini's minimalist artwork, the Aventador J, the track focus Pagani Zonda R, Bugatti's reigning world speed champion, the Bugatti Veyron, Grand Sport.
I'm so
Success,
glad you got that one.
And
there's no way I could have done all those names.
Hennessy Savage 275-hour ragtop beast, the Venom GT Spider. Hot. Finally, with Need for Speed Most Wanted U, gamers are competing against the people you want to defeat most. Your friends, of course. With EA's innovative online technology, AutoLog 2, the game automatically tracks and compares best race times, high scores, and more. These stats are broadcast throughout the open world, fueling friendly competition and rivalries. Need for Speed Most Wanted's online player also ups the ante for social competition. Gamers pick a car, meet up with friends, and are immersed in nonstop playlists of action-packed events. Whether it's competing for the best starting position, the ultimate jump, or finishing first place, there's something to do. There's someone to beat. Any speed points earned on Wii U will add to your existing total if you're playing the game on any of the other available platforms through Cloud Compete, so you can move to your Xbox if you want to and play there, too. That's right. Cross-platform. Hot, right? Yeah. All right.
Totally hot.
Again, Need for Speed U is available now in North America for a mere $59.99. That's not mere. It'll be over to you UK people March 21st for $69.99, whatever that might mean. Whatever that is in your monies. You can also go to needforspeed.com.
Whatever that is in your money.
Whatever it is in your monies. You can also check them out on Facebook / Need for Speed, and you can stalk them on Twitter if you can catch them. Need for Speed. Right.
Oh, right.
And you can also, there's also a free online racing game. If you look at the page Ginger had up a second ago, you can play Need for Speed for free right there on their website. Mm-hmm.
That is really cool. That is really neat.
Won't be this one that I just told you about, but if you want to see what it's about on your PC, you can certainly try it out.
You know, I had something I was going to talk about that had to do with that. No, I don't remember what it is. I'm just going to move on. Just going to move on.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. My brain just kind of was like, never mind. Wasn't that important. All right, so Full Tilt poker players may soon be reimbursed. I hadn't even heard about this, but this is kind of interesting. Will Full Tilt poker players left in the lurch after the Department of Justice shut the site down finally be getting their money back? They are thinking yes, maybe so. No date has exactly been determined yet. Back in April 2011, the Department of Justice shut the site down, alleging Full Tilt poker and two other gambling sites had circumvented U.S. laws by disguising payments from U.S. gamblers as payments to fake online merchants. The U.S. government also alleged that the site circumvented gambling laws in several states. The DOJ arrested the owners and filed a $3 billion civil suit against Full Tilt Poker and others. Later, the UK shut down the Full Tilt operation there as well. Naturally, this tied up all of the money players were owed. In July of that same year, a deal made between Full Tilt rival Poker Stars and the DOJ resulted in the company purchasing Full Tilt under the condition that it pay back all uncompensated players. Poker Stars will be paying out an estimated $184 million to players outside the U.S., with a portion of a separate sum of $547 million to be used to compensate players here in the United States. Poker Stars has been unable to operate in the U.S. since April of 2011, but the company's move to purchase a real casino in Atlantic City may allow it to enter the U.S. market again. Good news for players is that an administrator for the whole claims process has been announced and that the information for players looking to collect their money will be detailed soon. If you're one of these people who lost out on money, first, your own darn fault. I fixed what I was going to say. Anyways, it's fulltiltpokerclaims.com. Why would you give your money to an online gambling suit like this, who are aligned to even get it processed? If the place is shady, don't be giving them your money. Don't, because this is what happens. You lose your money.
I don't even know what to say. On one hand, I understand it's the internet. On the other hand, it's the internet.
There's some gambling stuff that goes on inside SL, and I'm all like, really, people? Really?
Well, I would be more inclined to trust it from there because you do have the opportunity. It's going to pop up and say, so-and-so's trying to take your money. Well,
yeah, that's true.
If they're bad at it anyway. If they're good at it, you won't see that ever. They'll just take your money. Some of you, you just...
Be smarter.
You gotta just catch on. All right, I am trying with a little help here to get this up. Okay, I want to show you to show this website. I had a little minute trying to find them. It took a minute. This is a new company that's coming. And actually, this is from our friends at VentureBeat that found them. But gotta share it with you because we really, if they, I don't think they have a Kickstarter campaign or I don't know how they're doing their monies, but we need to support them. Go over to their website, keep an eye on them because they're getting ready to try to offer us free internet.
Free. Oh my God!
All right, this is from our friends again over at VentureBeat. This is what they're putting together right now. It's called a smart city, and it's not in Silicon Valley. This is in a small town in Stratford, in Ontario, Canada, about 90 miles outside of Toronto, and it's 2 hours east of Detroit. And they're saying it's about to become the world's first distributed data center. In essence, Silicon Valley, watch your back. They said what could make it most remarkable is its technology achievement. They've conquering well-documented technical hurdles by making the apps that were made possible by Silicon Valley startup Paul Leonovas, which is what you're looking at. They are based in Sunnyvale, California. Not Sunnydale, you Buffy people. Sunnyvale with a V as in Victor. It's run by seasoned entrepreneur Gordy Campbell, and he's figured out a way to tap unused computing power and spread it around your home and office. It harnesses this power into a massive parallel computer that can serve as a data center, and only the data center is distributed. It does not require real estate. Those of you who are into computers understand what that means. It doesn't need a space, does not require computing hardware, any cooling, or even electricity.
Wow, not even electricity?
Nope. They're saying it could prove to be a disruptive technology and the linchpin in creating a sustainable business model for technology, entertainment, and broadband companies. If it doesn't, it'll be a big old crater, meaning it's going to be a thorn in their side. They're going to try to stop this. You all know this. They're going to try to find a way to stop them.
No, don't you dare. Free internet. Nope. Give me.
Now, what Leonovas has done is licensed technology from S-Viral, which is a research and development company headed by one Mr. Campbell. He said the idea is to exploit the dark cores of the internet. These are computing brains or cores that sit idle most of the time. We're not using our multi-core PCs, our set-top boxes, and other connected computing devices. And he said the analogy for this is like harnessing the power of the sun and the wind for energy. He says one of their people had a breakthrough insight, and they moved from there to produce it, or what they're calling it, productize it, and take it to the market. And then you can sell your computing power back to the grid. Now, you can take a look through the site. Again, it is leonovus.com if you want to learn more about the technology. But what they are doing now is they're going to be giving this small town, I think the residents are about 32,000 people, each of them is going to get a free computer and the technology to run this while they beta test and see how this works, you know, with a large amount of people on. And if it works, people, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, 32,000 residents in this small town. And Mayor Dan Matheson is the one who is letting them do this in his town. So that they can, and they'll get set-top boxes. And Leonovus will be partnering with a city-owned infrastructure company, Rhizone Networks, which has built a high-speed fiber optic and Wi-Fi network for that particular town. The technology is going to be the foundation for the company's what they're going to call intelligent community. And it's going to make it much easier for the Leonovus to test it. And they're in their third deployment trial right now, so they're getting close to having it done. They can't do this in the U.S. because, you know, our people will come after them. And they already started deploying the technology. They did a full rollout, and they're saying – or the full rollout could begin anywhere from 3 to 6 months from now. So this will happen quick. Unfortunately, again, it's in Canada, but it's an American-owned company. So if we can all at least keep an eye on it, if they need some help from us down here in the States, we need to be ready to jump.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's free internet, people. Free. I said free. I didn't say the set-top box was free, but once you get the box, free internet. And it could be fiber optic, super fast. We're talking about some amazing stuff going on. So keep an eye out on that website, leonovus.com. I am very, very excited. Would love, happy to support them. Cannot wait.
Yes. Oh, I lose my voice. All right, so Teco Koei launches Dead or Alive 5 Plus for PlayStation Vita. No, it seems like all of a sudden they're coming out with PlayStation Vita games. They like dropped the ball for so long, and now they're like everywhere.
You know, they're going to, I think, Ginger, we need to keep an eye on them. That's what I was going to say earlier when you did the Nun Attack thing.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation is up to something, and they're doing better at this than Xbox is. You know, all the Xbox games and, you know, the casual games are hidden. You can't find the channel.
Yeah.
PlayStation is actually cranking them out. Nun Attack is an iOS game. Did y'all pay attention to that? It's an iOS Android game. It is now on the PlayStation Marketplace, you know, for their $2. And those little microtransactions are going to do them so, so good.
Yeah. All right, so Teco Koei Europe today announces Dead or Alive 5 Plus, which brings the signature fighting style of the popular DOA series to PlayStation Vita with all new features, stunning graphics, and new martial art techniques. It'll be released across Europe on Friday the 22nd of March, so in just a couple of days for Europe. Additionally, the game's comprehensive demo is available now for download via the PlayStation Store. All progress gained in the demo being transferred. That's hot. Developed by Team Ninja. Yay, Team Ninja!
Woo!
Dead or Alive 5 Plus brings a new generation of DOA combat to the recent console release to PS Vita with a host of new system-specific features and truly stellar graphics. Players will take on the roles of the cast of DOA fighters and an action-packed brawler set in visually striking international locales, with each stage featuring interactive backdrops. With a central yet realistic style, characters are rendered in incredible lifelike detail, highlighting the unique flow and personality of each of the game's characters and the dream lineup, including Ryu Smith, Hayate, Ayane, Kasumi, Hitomi, Damian, Christy, Lee Fang, Zach, Bass, Rig, Helena, Lisa, Elliot, and Tina, among other fighters, plus a trio of guest characters from Sega's Virtual Fighter, Akira Smith, Pai Smith, and Sarah Smith. Oh, no, actually, that's Sarah Bryant. But anyways, in addition to standard battles, Dead or Alive 5 Plus offers a new, more personal style of touch combat that fully utilizes the PS Vita's gorgeous OLED display by putting the opponent front and center at maximum size to heighten the combat intensity. Intuitive taps, swipes, and pinches on the opponent trigger a variety of devastating moves and combos that can be chained in touch battles. Dead or Alive 5 sets a benchmark for handheld fighting entertainment with vibrant graphics, cross-play battles with PlayStation 3 gamers, and intuitive, immersive touch battles against a close-up and personal opponent. Yay! All right, so this is Dead or Alive 5 Plus. This is kind of cool. It's kind of interesting. I do have to say something because it totally jogged the memory. There was a story yesterday. I don't know if you saw it on Yahoo. They're mentioned and it just reminded me. Some 17-year-old boy somehow ended up shooting himself in the genitalia. And instead of talking about how he actually did it, he was telling the police that a van full of ninjas pulled up and shot him in the genitalia. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
He's 17, and 17. He said that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just say you were messing with the gun, it went off by accident, and it shot you in the... Mm-hmm. Come on. Ninjas? Ninjas. Gun-wielding ninjas? Ninjas don't have guns.
Okay, that's good geek logic. And then the other logic is, ninjas? Really, dude?
I know, right? Oh, but I had to share that because, oh my God, he tried to convince people that ninjas shot him in the wee wing.
Ninjas shot you. Two, as Ginger pointed out, ninjas don't have guns. Three, if you see a ninja, that's the last thing you see. You can't tell anybody.
Exactly.
So we know.
Handful of ninjas.
Look, if you see one, that's the last thing you see. A vandal? They shouldn't even found you. Oh, you. There's so much wrong logic there. Geek logic, real logic.
I know. But yeah, so when I saw the story, I was like, oh my God, I can actually fit this in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't even understand. That boy, he's another one that needs some help.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all my gamers out there, I want you to look at your hand, whichever is your dominant hand, and then I want you to take it and reach over your opposite shoulder and then tap yourself on the back because we have done something absolutely amazing. Has managed to reach some astronomical heights. The VGVN has more than doubled in its size in the last 3 years. We now have 500,000 members. Mm-hmm. It could be better, but you did awesome. Video Game Voters Network is what VGVN stands for. The voice of gamers are growing louder here in American politics. The Entertainment Software Association, who is the minds behind the Video Game Voters Network, announced that it now has 500,000 members. Again, doubled in size since 3 years. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court overturned a California law restricting the sale of violent video games to minors. And late last year, the National Rifle Association suggested that the mass shootings in the U.S. are a result not of the accessibility of firearms, but of course it's the games. Because if they don't have the games and they have the guns, they'll never shoot anybody if they're just crazy. And they also said it was due to the corrupting influence of video games. GI.biz also is saying that they said an ESA Senior Vice President of Communications and Affairs, Rich Taylor, is saying, as the prevalence and influence of computer and video games in our society has grown, so too has the dedicated membership of the VGVN. Said these highly engaging members make their voices heard in government offices across the country, educating officials about video games, positive impacts, and advocacy for policy issues affecting game creators and consumers. The VGVN was established way back in 2006. See, you thought it was new. And it describes itself as a place for American gamers to organize and defend against threats to video games by registering to vote and letting Congress know how important this issue is to this community. The group has organized its membership to write legislators in a variety of states, including one campaign to have them scrawl messages about First Amendment rights on old controllers. And I love this idea. And send them to California State Senator Leland Yee, who we cannot tolerate. Who's the author of the law at the heart of this current Supreme Court case. I love that idea, but you asking me to send controllers. My controllers don't get old. Just saying. Ginger, you're muted, by the way.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no, I'm not.
Are you being quiet? Okay.
I was trying to see. I came across a story, and I want to talk about it, but I can't fit it in. Yeah. So.
Well, those of you who have not joined the ECA, go to theeca.com. So it'll be
I'm a member. You should be a member.
Com. Yeah, and go sign up. and start getting in on some of these campaigns. 500,000 members is great, but there's billions of us here in the United States, so all of us should be signed up, and you know, start getting involved in your game politics. Because I know you're like, I'm too busy gaming. One day you're gonna look up, police are gonna be. Look here, Joe. We're gonna take your Sims. We're gonna take your consoles. We're gonna take your everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was passed while you weren't looking. So we got to stay vigilant. We need to get as many people as we can to sign up. I kind of like that story. We can't fit it in, but it is awesome.
I know. That is awesome.
He were only...
I'm going to share shortly. There's a guy...
I'm going to do it anyway.
Bought a house across from the Westboro compound, and he's painting it with the rainbow colors of the...
I told you you can't fit it in, and she decided to do it anyway.
I have to. I'm sorry. That is too cool, man. That is too cool. That is...
Facebook it, woman. Facebook it.
We talk about, you know, internet trolling, but this is awesome. They took the trolling to the ground. You know, that's so cool.
Control is up on that house so we can do that story next time without me having to get onto the ginger. Okay.
I'm so sorry. But seriously, that is so cool.
It is rather awesome.
Man. Whew. All right. So XCOM creates chess game variant with a message. A man sentenced to 10 years in prison for robbing two men for $110. And their driver's license in 1999, spent a good portion of his time playing chess and developing a new puzzle-based game that uses the classic board game to teach children how to make good choices in life. That's awesome. Nkosi Brown says that he spent much of his time in prison playing chess to avoid fighting with guards and other inmates, and during his time in solitary confinement, he would play chess with other isolated inmates by yelling out moves and using a chessboard scrawled onto the floor. 2 years before being released, Brown sent his mother detailed blueprints for what is now a puzzle chess game called Chess King. Soon after getting out of prison, Brown formed Clever House Games and Toys LLC with his wife, and now they have the game on Apple's App Store. Chess King is described as a strategy game that requires players to quickly move chess pieces across a 9-square grid in a simplified version of the classic board game. Players can also get out of the game-ending scenarios and continue the puzzle. Brown says that Chess King is an acronym for Challenges Help Empower Strategy. Seeking knowledge inspires new growth. Oh, my God. I'm trying to spark the idea into anyone else who comes from my circumstances that they can do anything they put their mind to. If you disguise learning with fun, a child will return for more. Clever House Education Advisor and math teacher Mike Widener says Chess King is a metaphor for thinking hard about life choices. You can think about different strategies, look ahead, and plan out your moves, he said. That's a whole metaphor for making choices in life. That's awesome. Clever House currently has 11 part-time employees, including himself, his wife, and his father. That is so cool. I mean, so glad this guy's been able to turn his life around and do something good. And all I got to say is this guy was a bad guy, and now he's a good guy. And it's from gaming. Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But saying that us gamers are evil, we're not. We're not evil.
Here we are. But only in game.
Only in game.
Only on the end game. Man. All this juice.
Oh, you got more juice? You got more juice? What you got, woman? You ain't got no juice.
Man, where do you start? Okay, so let me tell you. It's more on the red to yellow thing. Oh, wait a minute. I can't do that one before I do this.
Who's
one.
Who's running the mouth?
Somebody else. I need to. Yeah, this is going to. Okay, my girl gamers, I want you to sit close to your speakers. And then I want you to put down the coffee. Don't splash it on anybody. I'm trying to get Ginger a trailer so we can have this going. No, don't splash it on anybody. Don't splash anybody in the face with the coffee because, you know, you could hurt them. We don't want to hurt them. We just want to. Scare them. But
go ahead.
No, Ginger, we don't want to hurt them.
Okay.
We don't want to hurt them at all. Well, we do, but in game only. I need to give Ginger this trailer because they've officially released the trailer for. I don't want to tell them yet. I need you to see this so that it has the proper impact. This just popped up is why I'm not at all prepared.
Okay.
We're usually a little bit not prepared, just a little bit, but completely unprepared. Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of the stuff doesn't come out until, like, right as we are getting ready to go on it.
And some of them will try to get it to us on time, and then I usually get a note. Hey, Corey, can you throw this in? Oh, fine. Okay, but Everybody, so Ginger's ready. You ready, Ginger? Are you ready?
Yeah, I just skipped
the ad.
We got
a commercial.
There we go. It's going.
Okay, this has to do with creative director Jean-Maxime Maurice. And he said that he's talking about an unexpected hurdle for a game you've heard us mention here called Remember Me Game. Don't Nod Entertainment has revealed that while trying to secure a publisher for a cyberpunk title, Remember Me, its lead character is a female. Her name is Nilan, and she faced some sexual discrimination, serious sexual discrimination. He said, we had some companies that said, well, we don't want to publish it because it's not going to succeed. You can't have a female character in games. Lara Croft, anyone? It had
Excuse
a feel.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Save it.
They said it has to be a male character. Simple as that. Creative director Jean-Maxime Maurice told this to Penny Arcade. He said the discomfort on behalf of some of the publishers apparently unaware of Lara Croft or Samus Aran. Samus Aran. Well, we don't want to put Blood Rain in here. But Samus Aran extended to Nilan's actions too, or at least the romantic ones. They said they had people tell them, you can't make a dude like that, like the player kiss another dude in the game. That's going to feel awkward. Or it said that during the development, Nilan was female because that's just what felt right. And by the time they started coming up against sexist publishers, it was too late to be persuaded to give her a sex change. He said, I'm like, if you think that, there's no way the medium itself is going to mature, meaning gaming. He says, there is a level of immersion that you need to be at, but it's not like your sexual orientation is being questioned by playing a game. He says, I don't know. That's extremely weird to me, said Maurice. He says, you can identify with people of other gender in movies. Why could you not in games? The fact is that our target audience is 15 to 25 males is not an excuse. Actually, it's not there, Jean. It's just, we need to be able to create and respect the audience enough to believe that they can be smart enough to identify with that type of character. The game is currently being published by Capcom, a company that was clearly okay with both Nilan's gender and personal life, is due to be released June 4th here in the U.S. I cannot wait for it to come out, and I hope she is just as awesome as Laura.
And no kidding, right?
And that's written by our Miss Rachel Weber, whom we adore over at Games Industry International.
She looks so kick-ass.
The game is awesome. And here's the thing I think was the biggest compliment from us here, is when Blaster, when we first saw the trailer for Lara Croft, said he didn't even look, when he started looking at it, it wasn't Laura that he saw. He just saw a character. He saw them, you know, scrambling and fighting and bloodied. And he says only like the third thing down his list was, oh, this is a woman.
Exactly.
And it's the same here. It's a game. And even still, it shouldn't really matter. We know there's some women out there that are kick-ass. If you don't, check out our website. We had Ural write us a lovely article on some of the best female action heroes and fights or chick flick fights. And if you look at some of those fights, those are not stunt actors. Remember in Kill Bill, when you're watching that, the fight between the two characters, it's Black Mamba and whoever it is, the fight scene that's up on our side. Those are not stunt actors. Those are the real actresses, and those are women. Uma Thurman's character has a stunt actress, but she only did the stuff, you know, that they didn't want Uma to do, like, you know, running across the banister. And even again, that's a woman stunt actor. Her name is Zoe Bell, who is around 6 foot tall, and supposedly she has the reflexes that are, like, better than some of the male stunt actors and regular actors in the business. She's supposed to be absolutely awesome. She's in Death Proof doing her own stunts. That person laying on the hood of the car holding onto a belt is her with no wire. There's no wire holding her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
really?
You have to watch Death Proof. She's not wired. When she's on the hood of the car hanging on with the one belt, that's just the belt, and that's just Zoe Bell. There's no wire. So this whole sexist thing, y'all got to kill it. There's no reason why. Obviously, there are going to be some things women can't do that men can do. I'm not ready to see a woman in the NFL, although I know there's some women that can take some hits and dole them out just as good. I'm not ready for that yet, just because when I'm looking at it, I'm thinking of me going, oh, did you see that her tooth came out? Yeah, I'm putting myself in the thing. But I'm thinking in my lifetime, we may see a woman in the NFL.
It wasn't me hating on Blood Rain, y'all. It wasn't me.
Hey! I said something about Blood Rain.
I'm sorry, what?
Who's mad because I said something about Blood Rain?
Y'all.
Y'all who?
You're all.
Is he got? He's say something?
Yeah, he's in the Twitch chat room, folks. By the way, we do have a chat room that is live in the Twitch channel.
You know what, Yaraw? Your argument doesn't hold weight because you like Bayonetta, and I'm going to say. Oh, I saw the mouth drop open, and he went, oh, I heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
Bayonetta. I'm sorry. And I was a fan of Blood Rain until, and I liked the one that they sent us, and remember, they corrected.
God, yeah, I played that until my fingers were, like, bruised and.
Yeah, and we blistered. Helped. We helped do our part there because remember the original. Well, a lot of you, you're Raw's new, so he doesn't know. But we had a run-in with the people who made the last Blood Rain. The original press release that they sent us and the one that's posted on our site is not the original one. I went back and told them this is unacceptable. We don't need the word sexy over and over in a press release.
Yeah, exactly, because we did give them a lot of hell about that because they sent this one, and that was all they harped on is how sexy she was. And it was like, really? She's
to do with her kicking
booty, and she's like in 8-bit.
You see that she's sexy, so and it didn't figure in. You don't say the hunky Duke Nukem, the sexy Duke Nukem over and over, so, and they changed it. You're also talking about psychic powers. Yes, I know you gasped, because I know how much you love your Bayonetta and your and he's saying he liked Metal Gear Solid, he's like, yes, I like Bayonetta. I was like, that proves I'm not going to like it. I'm not even going to waste my time. Anyway, I had to do that story, and probably we'll be talking about it Thursday night. Make sure you're listening live.
Yes. Yes,
9 p.m.
Yes.
Central Standard Time, because we're told that this is dying out. According to EA, this type of thinking is dying out. No, it's not.
Mm-mm. All right, so time to get wet.
You had to get there. As soon as I come off the sexist story.
Haptics Games Incorporated today announced that it has launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund H2 Flow. Why are you not playing?
Don't.
Hey, there we go. A water physics puzzler targeted for release on PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android. Quick thinking and timing is put to the test as players help guide the flow of water through intricate and challenging levels. Use bombs to blast through terrain, barriers to redirect the flow, and divert water along new brick paths. Danger lurks everywhere. Landmines, spinning buzzsaws, and electric shock mines are just a handful of enemies trying to stop you from freeing the flow. Huh?
Looks very interesting. I'm like, I'm turning my head, like trying to figure out how to play it. Do I tilt my phone?
that reminds me of Cut the Rope a little bit. H2 Flow is a combination of all our favorite games, old and new, challenging puzzles like Lemmings, destructible terrain like Worms, and lots of flowing water like Where's My Water? This is coming from Sebastian Prosek, anyways, founder and CEO of Games. Yeah, that dude. H2 Flow delivers the best gameplay mechanics from puzzle, action, and strategy games. We have created a unique gaming experience that can be enjoyed by casual and hardcore players alike. That's coming from Chris Mister, co-founder and CTO of Haptics Games. The campaign went live today with a minimum funding goal of $10,000. The initial funding goal will ensure a timely release, while each additional stretch goal will help deliver H2 Flow to wider device selection and expand gameplay. All right, so if you want to help out, if you want to check out the demo, you can head over to hapticsgames.com/Kickstarter, and you can grab a sneak peek preview of the exciting gameplay. This does look kind of cool.
Ooh, I got more juice.
Oh, my God, more juice already?
The juice does not stop flowing today. Okay. Ooh, man.
What you got?
Our good friends over at Eurogamer. Okay. I don't want anybody to panic. Namely, I'm looking at you, Joe, because I'm on the verge of panic. But we're going to remain calm, Joe, you and I. EA's online Origin, their game store Origin, has been hacked to run malicious code. The exploit was discovered by third-party security company Revelin while running tests on the software. And what it does is allows a malicious code to swap links that launch already downloaded games with those for alternatives. Now, there's no evidence that the loophole has yet been identified or even exploited by anyone. This is according to BBC News. The Origin platform allows malicious users to exploit local vulnerabilities or features by abusing the Origin URI handling mechanism. Revelin researchers Donato Ferranti and Luigi Arima, Smith, there you go. wrote in a paper identifying this issue. In other words, an attacker can craft a malicious internet link to execute malicious code remotely on your system, which has Origin installed. Revulin has published a more detailed explanation of how someone can manipulate the code along with the information on what EA should do to combat it. In the meantime, you can avoid this issue by launching Origin games directly through the service rather than letting them load via your desktop shortcuts. EA has said it's, air quotes, investigating the invulnerability. News of the security threat comes at a torrid time for EA, of course, because as we've been telling you all during this podcast, John Riccitiello left last night after weaker than expected financial results and embarrassment surrounding the launch of SimCity. You shouldn't leave, John. I'm afraid. I don't want any code on my computer.
Oh, no. And you know, you did sign the virus.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to have to go through and clean this puppy out. And I am meticulous with the viruses. I don't just let the virus hunter do, because I know what's on my computer. And each of you should know what's on your computer when stuff is not right. You should know. You should be able to find it.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Started yawning there. Sorry.
Blesses you.
Woo. All right. So, Horizon. And this game looks oddly like some movie, space movie that everybody knows. Horizon coming to digital download portals and retail stores this summer. Publisher Iceberg Interactive and Toronto-based game developer L3O Interactive announces that they have struck a publishing agreement for the 4X turn-based strategy game Horizon for PC. Horizon is a game of galactic conquest and is set in the not-so-distant future, where humans have just begun venturing beyond the edges of the solar system, only to find out that the universe is far from empty. The publishing deal includes worldwide digital rights and boxed retail rights for Western Europe, Russia, Austria, and other territories. The game has been in development for several years, with L3O picking up pace the last year, and is currently scheduled for a summer 2013 release. Eric Schroeder, Interactive CEO of Iceberg, says, "With Horizon, we are very excited to sign another gem for our ensemble of four-time strategy games. Horizon approaches the genre from the unique angle of humankind's dawn of space conquest, adding to the rich arsenal of future fiction. Iceberg will now eagerly set out to intensify efforts for a successful launch focused on extensive QA testing, marketing, localization, and other publisher duties." Right. So about Horizon. Horizon is a grand space strategy game of galactic conquest in which you are in control of humanity's destiny. You will explore deep space, find new frontiers, and discover alien artifacts hidden on long-abandoned planets. You will also learn more about the galaxy as you come into contact with 10 other species, each with their own unique culture, history, and schemes. A fully... What is this? No, I don't want to change my color screen. Stop that. Fully interactive galaxy allows you to navigate open space between stars, and interactive galaxy allows you between stars and planets, patrol your borders, and when the need arises, defend your territory by engaging in ship-to-ship tactical combat. Develop new colonies, and then watch them become galactic centers for trade, industry, and science, and of course, military bases, outposts, and shipyards to build your battleships. Push your empire to its limits and go beyond the known horizon. I like this because this kind of takes a step back. It brings us back to the beginning of space travel. Usually most of these space games, you get into it and you're like already way out in the galaxy, so far from Earth. Earth is lost. Earth is dead. That whole kind of thing, you know?
Okay, I love that. My Chrome just crashed, so.
Girl, I told you I just had like some kind of issue too. I was like, whoa, what's going on? I was telling you, would you like to change your color scheme? No, I would not. Stop that.
Mine just crashed.
But I have to say that this picture reminds me a little bit of one of the blue guys from Star Trek, just saying, the little antennae. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've got bragging rights. I am being followed by Darth Vader on Twitter.
Dom, dom, dom. I don't have any music, so
yeah. Dom, 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 dom. Yeah, man. He has followed me on Twitter. I think that is so cool.
Yes, you used to be. Well, Christian Grey is following me, so.
Ooh. Is he following you with his silk tie, though?
He's wearing nothing but a shirt. That's all I need.
Rawr, baby, rawr.
I'm talking about. Go ahead. Go ahead, Christian. Come on, flipping Chrome.
Well, the idea of Christian Grey is hot. I have to say that book was atrocious. All three of those books, five? All those books were atrocious.
Did you read them?
Yeah, I read them all. I read them all. And I.
Oh, that's right. Before I read them, and then did I give them to you?
Yeah. Yeah, and once I read them, it was, I mean, because once I started, I finished them, and it was just bad, 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 bad.
Okay, I got to shut down some windows. Now all my windows are coming back up. Yay!
Yay, baby!
Oh, man. Okay. Ooh, breathing would be good. All right. All right, so we told you about the origin thing. I may have some more juice.
Oh, my God. What do you got? What do you got?
No, I don't have any more juice. Maybe.
Okay.
Man, I cannot believe that. Okay. All right, apparently they're.
Yeah, I know, right? Seriously, it's one of those days. Just got to stop, take a deep breath, and start again.
Oh, there's too much juice. You know what? Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone for now. Oh, I need to breathe. I can't breathe. There is a theft alert.
Oh, a theft alert?
Scam. Or a scam alert. You people that are, and I've seen, and I saw some, I think I briefly saw this morning, and I didn't get to really grab onto it, but you people yesterday that were sending out the whole thing about, oh, you could get into GTA beta. Mm-mm. Lies. The Facebook thing. We keep telling you people. I don't care if it's
don't
on
Facebook. Don't believe those Facebook things unless it came from the actual publisher's website. Do not be giving your information out to these website links on Facebook. Stop that.
Zuckerberg does not do those kinds of things. It's the same as those emails that says if you send this out to 15,000 people, Microsoft will do blah, blah. No.
Oh, I hate those. Every time I see those, I just want to like slap the person who sent them.
You have to ask yourself, if Microsoft was doing that, keep this in mind. They would make a big deal about it. It would be on every news channel because it's Microsoft, and they also like the publicity attached to them doing something great. Like when they gave a $500,000 check to a school system here in Houston the day they opened the Microsoft store. Believe you me, they had every news outlet out there. I was standing in front. I think my phone stopped working right when I got to the front, so no pictures. But, yeah, I was standing right there in the front along with the rest of the media people, so no, it will not happen. It, believe you me, if Rockstar puts this out, they will let you know. And if you see any Facebook page or anything like that, it's a scam. Take-Two has been, as of right now, busy legally shutting down all these Facebook pages that say, you know, you can sign up for GTA 5 beta. They've won a couple of victories just this past February against getgta5beta.com and betagta5.com. This is from website Fusible. Take-Two filed two more complaints this week against get5betaco.com and grandtheftauto5beta.com. So if you've been visiting those sites, they got you. They said they're taking its number of open cases relative to these scams to four right now. So there's four websites. The websites lure you in, then they make you share, spread the scam with your friends on Facebook. Only then are you allowed to download a file to your computer, a file. You don't know what the file is, but the dangers of possibly unloading a file, unknown file, could be so bad.
Wow. People, be smart. Stop being stupid.
I like that Eurogamer says SCAM stands for scheming, crafty, aggressive, and malicious. Don't let them con you. So remember that acronym, kiddies. SCAM, scheming, crafty, aggressive, and malicious. GTA, if you are interested, is not out until September. And like I said, if you are wanting to know if they do start opening up beta, but they won't. Yeah, they won't do anything like that. They don't. I recall ever hearing them do that, letting you into beta. Rockstar does not. That's the reason why their games are so awesome. They test themselves. They have their own internal beta testing team. They test and retest and retest and retest. And if you're not clear on it, I want you to go back and look through the internet and see if you saw any major patching issues. I think there was one issue with the Ballad of Gay Tony, but it was gone. It was there and gone so quickly, nobody got time to be really upset about it.
Yeah.
They do their homework, and y'all don't make me a liar when you put out GTA 5, Rockstar. You guys are awesome. You always have been. I've always loved GTA from the first one, and I was an early adopter of that, although...
Where you write your love letters to GTA.
Yeah, I do. Not just GTA, but they make good games. I'm still trying to get around to playing L.A. Noir, which I have in Red Dead Redemption, but I know if I sit down to play them, nothing will get done for days, so I can't touch them yet. We may have a problem. I will be lost somewhere. I'll come out speaking like I'm from the 40s. What say you? Y'all hear me start using the word mook? That means I started playing L.A. Noir. Yeah, that's slang from that time period. Hey, I love it. I need to get me one of them dresses. Don't you like the fashion from the 40s?
Yes, I do. It's hot. Women were so much hotter back then.
Yes.
More was better back then, people.
That's right. Speaking of which, tonight, Pixinista, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're watching. We got to talk about some. What I was talking about earlier when I told you about. Yeah, we're talking about them people.
Okay. All right. The Betrayal. The Betrayal is available today. Ubisoft announced the launch of The Betrayal, the second episode of the 3-part Assassin's Creed 3, the Box of Pyrene King Washington downloadable content series. Ooh, that was a mouthful. The Betrayal continues the next chapter in Hero. Ratanhanaki's Tun's War against the Mad King George Washington, nice. Taking gamers to Boston to find an unlikely ally. Mr. Smith will discover a new ability, Power of the Eagle, which empowers him to quickly fly across short distances and hone in on enemies for precise and brutal assassinations. The final episode of Assassin's Creed 3, The Tyranny of King Washington, The Redemption, will release on April 23rd for the Microsoft's Xbox 360, Windows PC, and April 24th on PlayStation 3. All episodes of The Tyranny of King Washington are available through Assassin's Creed 3 Season Pass, which is available for purchase for 2,400 Microsoft points on Xbox Live, or £23.99, euros, francs, whatever that sign is, on PlayStation Network and Windows PC. Season Pass provides access to all Assassin's Creed 3 downloadable content packs. Each episode of The Tyranny of King Washington will be available to purchase separately as a single DLC pack for 800 Microsoft points or $7.99. All Assassin's Creed 3 downloadable content packs will also be available on the Wii U through Nintendo eShop. Assassin's Creed 3 is now available. All right, so anyways, they're available on PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Wii U, PC, all that fun stuff. Yay! So anyways, that is Assassin's Creed 3, The Betrayal. Yay! Rawr. And I'm so sorry, I gave up on saying the guy's name. The ending to Red Dead Redemption brought tears. Aww. Alright, so I think Corey is AFK, and we have...
No, I'm muted and talking. I was like, don't be telling me the ending. I haven't played Red Dead Redemption yet. Although GTA brought me to tears, too. The ending was the horrible, the one that I got. I heard there's 5 or 6, which I haven't seen, but the one I got was so horrible. Oh my God, heart-wrenching. Love will do that to you. All right, this is going out to Ginger's new follower there, John Peter. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know where to find us. You're there everywhere. We do not like Green Eggs, Cam. We do not like them. See you guys later tonight.
Yay!
Good for the girl.
Why don't you talk about it?
Mine, my.